We're joined now by Paul Apple, second-year head coach of the Avon Lakeshore Gals, coming off a season, a outstanding season of 15-10 and a district final championship. Coach, just a reflections on year one and the expectations for year two.
Good first year. We're just getting everybody in, getting used to the system, a few changes and things, but it was a productive year. And it is, you know, being in the SWC, it's always tough. Every single night we had to show up and played some really good teams with two Final Four teams coming out of our conference. And I thought we competed well. We won some big games, lost some tough ones, but I think we came together at the end of the year, making a run in the playoffs. It was good to see. And we have lost five seniors, three that played quite a bit, so it's an adjustment there as we get back with everything. But we've got three returning starters, and I think we got a pretty good chance at making a little bit of noise this year.
So, Coach, league's tough, which we all know.
Yes.
Rumor on the street, though, is you're supposed to be pretty solid this year.
Yeah, I've heard from other people that they think we're going to be pretty good. And I say the same thing to everybody, that we have talented players, but we've got to come together. We've spent a lot of time working and building connections with our kids, that we've got to continue to play together as a team. We've got a chance to be good, but this conference, this area is unbelievably talented. So we've got to really take what we did last year, and we became a pretty good defensive team last year, but we got to find a way to score the basketball. And I think if we do that and we start to really play together, then we do have a chance to make a little bit of noise.
Also this year, I see that, which I think is kind of neat, your ideas on this. There's doubleheaders where girls and boys are going to play. What's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, so I think it's a great idea just to get more people in the gym on Friday nights. I know there's been a lot of research done, and just the amount of people who show up to Friday night games compared to Saturday afternoons and being in great environments, whether it's boys or girls basketball, that's what it's all about. I mean, it's a great environment and experiences for the kids to have a great time. So I'm excited to do that. We're going to Amherst first, and then we're hosting Amherst later in the year. I think we're going to have some other events connected to it because it should just be a great night of basketball in Avon Lake and Amherst.
Again, we're joined by Paul Apple, second-year head coach of the Shore Gals, and his team last year, 15-10, went to the district championship game. And, Coach, how much do you think being in that tough conference helped you with that tournament run, to even though you didn't have the best record in the regular season, still to get all the way to district championships pretty good in year one?
Yeah, I thought the conference did a great job of preparing us for that. I mean, we beat Lakewood and beat Medina, who are two teams that would be right in the heart of the SWC, and there was no days off in the entire SWC. Every game was tough. I mean, there were Olmsted Falls and Midview were really good, and then every other team, I think we split with Avon, North Ridgeville, Amherst, like, so that was really good experience of realizing what we had to bring it every single day, and that helped make the run, helped the kids get used to what it took to really compete at a high level, and got to experience, even though the district final didn't go well, experience the moment and environment that we had just been kind of discussing.
Tell us about some of the young ladies on this year's team that you're counting on.
Yeah, so the three returning starters, Marissa Summerfield's a senior, four-year player. She's just a good all-around offensive player, a leader for us at both ends of the court. Claire Springer is a returning captain, returning starter, and really our enforcer, for lack of a better term, down low, so physical, so strong. And leads us in a lot of ways. And lastly, Izzy Palenko is our point guard, who did an incredible job of really improving over the last few years and talking about how good the conference was. She spent basically all year guarding Division I players. So that really improved her, and I feel like her offensive game's coming along. And then, you know, competing for the other starting spots that are kind of up in the air, we've got Olivia Tobin, a really talented guard, Jane Ritt, a senior, a leader who's really shooting the ball well right now and sees the court, and Bree Jones, another junior who's talented, who's long, who's athletic, and Olivia Miller, a sophomore who had a very strong freshman campaign and has done a great job of improving in the offseason. So it's kind of our core back. Maya Osterman is one other girl, big player, who has done a great job of improving. Got minutes here and there last year, but really improved over the course of the year. And then we have, you know, a girl up from JV last year, Evelyn Ritt, and a couple freshmen, Alyssa Jones and Molly Milligan, who we expect big things from fairly early.
Scrimmages, Coach?
Yeah, so we actually just got back from a scrimmage. We played Lakewood, Westlake and Sandusky Perkins, played Menor and Chardon a couple weeks ago, or last week, and then Cleveland Heights. And scrimmages have gone well. I think we're really trying to run more this year. And I think we did a good job of running last week, and I don't think we were as good at it tonight, playing against, you know, a higher level of competition. And it's just getting used to doing that. And it's a mindset change in certain ways, but no matter what we do, we're going to base everything on the defensive end of the floor, and it starts with defending. And I think we defended, like, we're starting to get there defensively, and I think if we can keep that up, then that gives you a chance to compete every night. And we've got a couple kids who can put the ball in the basket too.
Paul, what's the biggest key for Avon Lake if you're going to have the type of year that you're hoping to have?
Yeah, I would say it's just continue to come together, for sure, but also to improve on the offensive end of the court. And we're just continuing to look at different things. We want everybody to be aggressive on the court, and it's just getting a rhythm of playing together and keep building from there.
Amy,
so.
Or Nathan, one of you. Whoever.
He left us.
Well, I have to coordinate this thing. You know, I figured you're capable of asking a question.
I was in
I look
shock,
at the
Coach.
Log. I try to figure this out. I've got coaches that are over on the 10-yard line, so I got to bring them in.
So, okay, Coach, we're on now.
There we go.
You're on the whole time.
So basically, this year, your so-called goals as far as the girls?
Yeah, I mean, we haven't – as a team, we're probably going to meet this week or next week and really discuss what our goals are. I don't love to say our goal is to win this many games or right. to reach this point, because so many things can happen in terms of injuries, illness, other teams playing better or worse than expected. So our goal is just always going to be to improve every single day and keep getting better. I think there are some aspirations to go far. It's all building to go into the state tournament. And we have probably some pretty big goals as we get to that. But our volleyball team made it to the regionals. And we talked. The volleyball team didn't make it to the regionals in November when they were playing. They did the job in August and September as they were building their team. So it's the same. You can't have no bad days. You got to keep improving. So.
Well, Paul, we want to wish you the best of luck. Thanks for your time.
All right. Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me. Thanks for all the coverage this year.
It's our pleasure. That's Paul Apple, the head coach of the Avon Lake Shore Gals.